Okay, now we take a break, and I just have location of Professor Rabini's commentary, which I think is important to just know about it. One time he was not well known, now he's well known, but he's a good guy to listen to. And you see that the first link is the Davis audio, which is at iTunes. They preserve them best, but it's also is likely to be at Bloomberg on the economy, except that they don't keep him up very long. And his call, this interview with Tom Keene was done on 128, and it's going to start to disappear from the listings at the webs. So you might want to listen into it. This describes the meeting in which Rabini, who was at that time very well known, said that the top four banks in the United States are insolvent. The next link, which probably should have been listed first, is a Google. You just Google the New York Times Rabini for that text, which I have listed there, and you'll be taken to the New York Times article, which describes where he came from, his statement to the International Monetary Fund, saying that this problem was going to occur. He described it accurately, and then they all dismissed him as not knowing anything. But as you get into September, the New York Times realized that he was right, and so they did this general article on him because his whole background and the fact that he worked with Shiller, and he saw everything coming and so forth. And in that discussion, he talks about the way you view the problem so that you figure out the answer right, and why the other, it doesn't say why other people couldn't get it wrong, but he's telling you how he can see it as coming. And it's just a good all-around general introduction to the previous chart, because he saw that the home price was going to be, it was multiplied through the mortgage things, was going to be a real problem. But in the audio version, he's talking about the fact that the whole economy is going down around the world, and how this is going to be complicated, and what the prospects are, and what the problems are, and so forth, and probably just a good idea to know about it. The reason I put this up here is that the four largest banks in the United States are insolvent. You have to be careful about the daily channels, because there is a tendency to draw that T in there in the blue volume oscillator and say that they're going to hold here, and they want to pop it up to the 55-day moving average maybe one more time. But the fact that you could have some news coming out that would probably be interpreted as quite bearish is the reason to probably not want to get too much involved in that and just let the pieces fall apart. It's a rather remarkable, just because he has been right doesn't mean he's going to be right this time, but usually he's quite definite in his conclusions. Okay, so that's just something worth reading, and then next we're going to move on to my confidence indicator. Thank you.